The words Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer above the head of a roaring lion framed in a circle of film strip. MGM presents a Michael Schamberg prominent features production. John Cleese.
And on that point, members of the jury, I rest my case.
The lawyer bows to the rest of the court and takes his seat. Jamie Lee Curtis. Stepping out of a London store called Diamond House, a short-haired brunette in smart clothes snaps pictures of the shop window with a camera concealed in her handbag. Kevin Klein. A dashing mustachioed man wakes up with a start and shoots his alarm clock with a silencer gun. He then lies back in bed, returning to the book he fell asleep reading, Nietzsche's Beyond Good and Evil. Michael Palin. In a flat, a frizzy-haired man feeds fish in a tank.
Hello, Wanda.
He gazes lovingly at Wanda, an exotic black angelfish with silver stripes. A fish called Wanda. With Maria Aitken, Tom Georgeson, Patricia Hayes, and Jeffrey Palmer. Wanda is surrounded by a multitude of colourful fish swimming amongst aquatic plants. One tries to wriggle through the eye socket of a skull lying on the tank's bed of pebbles, whilst another hovers around a miniature treasure chest. Story by John Cleese and Charles Crichton. Written by John Cleese, directed by Charles Crichton. Whilst the frizzy-haired man tends caringly to his aquarium, the brunette, now clad in a leather miniskirt and leopard print top, lets herself into the apartment, followed by the tall mustachioed man.
Hi, Ken.
Hello, Wanda.
Ken, this is Otto.
Hello, Ken. Wanda's told me a lot about you. Hey, great fish.
Oh,
a little squeeze of lemon, some tartar sauce, perfect.
George back yet?
No, he had to go to the bar.
Otto stares at Ken.
What?
Oh, that's quite a stutter you've got there, Ken. It's all right, it doesn't bother me. George needs a weapons man, eh?
A cup of tea, Ken?
Yeah, he'd like one. I had a good friend in the CIA had a stutter. Cost him his life, damn it.
A man enters.
Hi, George.
She kisses him.
Hello, George. Get your scotch.
Yes.
George. This is Otto.
So, you're Wanda's brother.
It's good to be here, George. England is a fine country.
She tell you what we need?
Otto produces a knife and throws it between the eyes of a baby seal on a poster. Ken's horrified.
Something like that?
Something like that.
In a garden.
Hello, Wendy. Had a good day?
I spent the morning trying to get the waste disposal man to come, have lunch with Marjorie Brooks, who takes up the entire meal complaining about her husband, then I have to play three rubbers with Philippa Hunter, and I come back here and Sandersons have sent the wrong flowers.
Oh, no. Would you like some tea?
Yes.
I won the case.
This is the first moment I've had to myself all day.
The lawyer, Archie Leach, goes to his kitchen.
Hello, Portia. How was the show?
Awful, Daddy. I've got to have a new horse.
Look, I thought you liked Phantom.
He's not fit for dog meat. Can I change him, please, Dad? It's absolutely vital and it won't cost much.
Well, all we do is ask Belinda if she can...
the tea,
yes,
Archie.
I am, darling. Sorry.
Suppose I'd better...
No, let me do it, please.
I'll do it.
He stares at the back of Wendy's head.
I won the case.
Oh. Now this is cracked.
They're worth about 100,000 each.
There are 135 of them. That makes 13 millions, my friends.
Dollars or pounds?
Pounds, pet. This is the big one, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Otto?
Yes?
Okay.
What?
The plan.
Yeah, great. No problem. What was the middle thing about the police?
We don't meet up at Heathrow until Tuesday because
I
haven't finished yet. Because the police will watch all the airports for 72 hours.
I know.
Do you want me to get a big car for the getaway?
A limo, okay. And put diplomatic plates on it, right?
What if he has to say something during the break-in?
Nobody says anything during a break-in, Otto.
It's okay, Otto. Ken's good.
So, next week, we won't have to look for work. And it won't have to look for us. Oscar Wilde.
George and Wanda share a kiss.
You really like animals, don't you, Ken? What's the attraction?
Because you can trust them and they don't.
Shit on you?
Show off all the time.
You know what Nietzsche said about them? He said they were God's second blunder. Bye, sis.
Well, you tell him from me that I can show him.
Bye, George. If you talk to Mom, tell her I said hi.
Okay.
Don't let him touch
you. One more day, we're together.
She shoos out Otto and steps up to Ken.
I'm sorry about my brother, Ken. I know he's insensitive. He's had a hard life. Dad used to beat him up.
Ken nods to himself.
Good.
Ah!
Dressed in black, three masked men storm Diamond House. They gun down the door to the store's office and wheel in a metal crate marked City Cleaners whilst rounding up the terrified employees. One of the gang fires into surveillance cameras, then goes to stand at the gated doorway to a back room. It's Otto, whose piercing eyes stare through the metal bars at the button glowing red on the wall opposite. He holds up a crossbow, takes aim, and shoots. The arrow punches in the button, unlocking the gate, which swings open. The gang raids the shop's safes, upturning trays and discarding a load of expensive-looking jewellery as they carry on searching through the racks. They find small black cases containing a number of paper parcels. One of them is unfolded to reveal two fat, glittering diamonds. They pocket the lot. Putting his gun to the neck of a middle-aged man who seems to be the store manager, Otto places an apple on top of his head and takes a step back, aiming at the fruit with his crossbow. He threatens to shoot, but instead runs off.
Anybody moves, and you're dead!
The three of them make a swift exit, smashing a glass pane on their way out. On a rooftop, they climb over scaffolding and escape down a netted chute leading all the way to the ground. In the store, the apple falls off the manager's head and he rushes to sound the alarm. The trio sprints off, removing their balaclavas.
Oh, look where you're going, shameless pig!
On a street, an old lady walking three Yorkshire Terriers natters at a passerby as Otto, George and Ken, now clad in smart suits, climb into a waiting car, who wanders at the wheel, disguised as a male chauffeur. She pulls away but breaks to a halt inches from the old lady in the middle of the road. The lady stares at George defiantly before moving aside, and the car tears off, turning a corner, then stopping down a side alley.
That was fun. I love robbing the English. They're so polite.
What is it, Ken?
The dog!
We didn't hit the dog, Ken. It's okay.
$20 million. He's worried about an insect.
It's not
Stutter's not getting any better, is it, Ken? Have you thought about surgery?
Shut up!
Having changed vehicles, they wait as a police car speeds past.
Ken? Bye.
Wanda hands Ken her fake moustache. Then her, Otto and George pull away in the small car. Ken drives off on a motorcycle and tosses a bin bag containing their black clothes into the back of a bin lorry. The car slips into a garage under some arches. They all climb out and Wanda wipes off her fake stubble, whilst George stashes away their loot in a combination safe.
A split.
I'll see you at Heathrow Airport on Tuesday.
George. No, no, no celebrating.
No celebrating?
See you in a couple of hours.
They head off one after the other, Otto first, followed by Wanda, who disappears round a corner, joining Otto, who spies on George as he exits last, locking up the garage on his way out. George buttons up his suit jacket and heads off, disappearing down a street. Content, Otto rushes after Wanda. Moments later, a red sports car pulls up by the garage. It's George, who makes sure no one's watching before sneaking back into the lockup. At his pad, Otto's locked in a passionate embrace with Wanda.
To 20 million.
To a job well done.
To us.
To the best brother and sister team since...
Romeo and Juliet?
Do you believe those cockney klutzes bought our story? What morons!
I want you to know something, Otto.
What?
Even if you were my brother, I'd still want to fuck you.
She licks his upper lip.
Make the call.
Momento, carissimo.
No.
Eventuale.
No Italian!
Hey, per cominciare, due insalate verde con pepperoni e un linguini primavera.
No. Un cotteletto di Make the call, Otto. Are you really Italian?
Absolutamente, sì. My name is Otto. It means eight. Say arrivederci a Giorgio.
Goodbye, George.
Yes, I wonder if you could put me through to the police.
Otto.
Yes, hello. Sorry to trouble you, but I thought it might interest you to know that the Hatton Garden robbery today was pulled off by a Mr. George Thomason, who lives at Flat 3, Kipling Mansions, Murray Road, London, West 9.
Wanda!
George is back at his flat. He walks through the lounge and past the aquarium, searching the place and finding it empty. He starts brushing off glass particles from his trouser leg, then looks outside at the sound of approaching sirens. The building is surrounded by police.
Open up!
Come on, open up!
As officers bang on the door, George stuffs a small golden key into a fish food container, which he then chucks out of the kitchen window. George opens up.
George Francis Thomason.
Now the officers are escorting him out of the building. Wanda and Otto are watching him from a big white American car parked the other side of a canal.
Passport, tickets, money.
Otto speeds off, nearly crashing into a passing car.
Asshole!
In the garage, Wanda's standing behind Otto, who's kneeling before the safe, cracking the combination with a stethoscope.
We're rich, Wanda.
Yep.
But these last 2 weeks with me have been the most exciting 2 weeks of your life.
You said it.
Holding a metal rod over his head, she prepares to strike him as he opens the safe. It's empty. She quickly hides the tool in her handbag.
Okay. Okay.
Disappointed! Son of a bitch! What do you have to do in this life to make people trust you?
Shut up.
People are always taking advantage of me.
Shut up and think. Where's he moved it?
He fires at the safe.
What are you doing?
I'm thinking. Thinking what I'm going to do to him. First, I'll hang him up with piano wire. Then I'll... Where are you going?
I'm going to talk to him.
Then Talk to who? Talk to who?
So in the course of installing these windows for your parents, you were kneeling on the floor where there was broken glass from the pane that you dropped.
That's right, sir.
And your mother and father can confirm this.
Yes, and his aunt.
Georgina Thomason.
Good, Bartlett.
Yes?
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. Thomason, young lady to see you.
Anything else? No, that's everything for the moment, thanks. You don't have to dash
off. No, absolutely. George.
Ken's got the fish food. He'll be in later.
Thanks.
De nada.
What do you think, Mr. Leach? Well, I think we may be all right in the glass, but what else are they going to come up with?
In the prison's visiting room, Wanda's slender figure attracts wanting looks from some of the inmates as she wraps her arms around George.
Oh, George! Oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening!
It's not allowed in here, miss.
Are you okay?
Sure. More.
George, I don't think I can handle this.
Okay.
I was so afraid to go to sleep last night. I thought that the police were going to
leave it out. Leave it out, okay? Now, listen. You stayed at my place. We slept late. You made me breakfast.
George notices Otto approaching.
What?
What's he doing here?
He wanted to see you.
Who did it, George? Kevin Delaney? You want me to rub him out? Anything. You name it.
I have friends making inquiries.
Good.
The jewels are very safe. If I get sent down, it all gets handed back to cut my sentence. Now, to cut my sentence even more, I could tell them who done it with me if I wasn't very happy about everything.
What was the middle thing?
Piss off.
Otto goes to leave.
You want me to spring?
Now.
Otto shuffles off, and Wanda puts on an incredulous face.
George. You don't think.
Do you?
No.
Okay.
George.
What?
Are you sure the garage is very safe?
Trust me.
Very much. Thanks a lot. Bye. Have a good day.
So?
Well, he's not sure it was you. That's something, I guess.
What about you?
No. He believes me. That's why he can't figure out about you.
Figure out what?
Whether you turned him in or not, stupid.
Don't ever call me stupid, okay? What?
She spots Archie further ahead.
That's George's lawyer. The other guy must be the barrister.
So?
Trust me.
She puts on thick-rimmed glasses and approaches him.
Barley, you let me know if anything unexpected turns up.
Yes.
Excuse me. Don't I recognize you?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. But you are a famous barrister, aren't you?
Well, hardly.
Well, could I have your autograph anyway?
Yes, certainly.
Thanks. I'm studying aspects of your legal system. I'm American.
Oh, really?
I've only just started, though. It's fascinating.
What brings you here?
Oh, it's a little embarrassing. I have a friend.
Oh! Mm. Oh, I see. Well, there you are.
I knew it! You're Archie Leach!
Leach?
Right! I saw you in court 2 weeks ago.
The casino break-in?
Oh, you were great! Oh, I'm a big fan of yours. I love the way you cross-examine. Oh, I really admire your work.
Thank you.
Well, I better not keep you anymore.
No, fine. Right. Well.
Thank you for this. I'll treasure it.
Au revoir.
You speak French, too.
She strides away with a flirtatious smile. Entranced by her snug dress and revealing cleavage, he follows her with his eyes, then climbs into his car and drives off, forgetting his briefcase on the car's roof.
What's going on?
Whatever George decides to do, he's going to tell Leach first.
Why?
Because he's his lawyer.
Yeah, I know that.
So I'm going to get to know Mr. Leach.
George is going to tell him what the diamonds are.
That's what I'm going to find out.
Otto's utterly confused. Ken's in the prison's visiting room, and he's brought with him the fish food container with the golden key.
You done well, my son. Now, where are we going to hide?
Ken whispers in George's ear.
Very good. Don't tell Wanda anything. Otto might get something out of him. Now,
George, you are going to get off, aren't you?
Sure, don't worry about it, Ken. We'll fix it. Now, anything on Otto?
Not yet.
You watch him.
At George's flat...
Ken! Okay. Looks like the police have been all over it. Let me just change clothes and then I'll help you look.
Hello, Kens, Pippa-Pipettes. Hey! Wake up! Wake up, limey fish! So, how are you gonna get friendly with this lawyer?
I don't know. I'll improvise.
Fucking insects. I thought Englishmen didn't like women, the way they talk.
No. He's straight. He's kind of cute, too, in a pompous sort of way.
You got the hots for him?
I'm not into necrophilia, thanks.
What is this, hump a limey week suddenly? Otto doesn't approve.
Oh, yeah?
Otto might get jealous. Mm.
È molto pericoloso, signorina.
Wanda's instantly turned on by his Italian ramblings. She closes her eyes, kisses him, then he throws her onto the bed.
Carissima. Oh, speak it, speak it!
Un osso buco milanese con piselli.
Melanzane parmigiana con spinaci. Dove la farmacia?
Yes, yes, yes! No, no, no.
Sì, sì, sì.
No, 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 not here. Otto, no, not here.
Dove la fontana di Trevi?
Not here, Otto.
Mozzarella.
No, not here.
Parmigiana.
No. Gorgonzola.
They fall off the bed together just as Ken enters the flat.
Wanda.
Thinking he's alone, Ken approaches the fish tank.
Look what I've got, Wanda. Treasure.
He holds up the golden key, then suddenly notices a brush Otto dropped into the tank earlier. Urging Otto to keep quiet, Wanda peeks into the lounge. She turns to see Otto fitting the silencer onto his gun and signals for him to stop and hide in the bathroom. Returning her attention to Ken, she sees him pulling the small treasure chest out of the tank, carefully hiding the golden key inside and placing it back onto the floor of the aquarium. Wanda wraps a towel around her head, then steps out into the lounge, pretending to be surprised by Ken's presence.
Ah! Oh!
Oh, my God, Ken, it's you! I thought it might have been the police again. Isn't it horrible about George? Oh, Ken, I have such a bad headache. Could you run around to the corner and pick me up some aspirin or something?
What's that?
That's my brother. He's using the bathroom.
Otto?
We just went and saw George. Oh, it was horrible, Ken. It was just horrible.
Ken finds Otto sitting on the toilet. He stands up and flushes.
Isn't it terrible about George? When I find the bastard who squealed, I love that man! What are you doing here? What am I doing here? Wanda was upset, Ken. She needed to talk to family.
She just had a shower.
I've got to speak to you. Are you okay, Nasa?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks for coming.
You just call me if you need me again.
Okay, thanks.
What's the matter with you, Ken? Can't you think about her feelings?
There's something funny going on.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. You don't even know why you're excited, do you?
I saw the...
Ken! I didn't want to say anything while George was around, but isn't it time you faced up to certain realities, Ken? Come on. You're a very attractive man, Ken. You're smart. You've got... wonderful bones, great eyes, and you dress really interestingly. We could have a lot of fun together, you and I. And I think we'd be really good for each other. What do you say?
You must be...
May I kiss you, Ken?
No, you fucking cop!
Just a pet! No time! No. Ken!
Wanda takes the key from the treasure chest and hides it in her locket necklace.
Kim! Okay, you didn't realize I was gay. Okay, no. Look, I'm sorry. I've handled this badly. Look, the physical side can wait. You need time. But will you think about it?
Otto kisses his finger and touches it to Ken's nose. As Otto heads off, a disturbed Ken forces a smile and heads back to the flat. Wanda pretends to be on the phone as Ken walks in.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Ken! Somebody just called! They said that the police know that the loot is in a garage in Fulham somewhere. You and I have to go get it right now, Ken. You and I have to go move it before the police find out where it is. Come on.
No. What? It's all right.
What? George? Moved? George moved the loot?
Yes.
Where'd he move it, Ken? Where did he move it?
Holding his face, she gives him a lingering kiss, and he melts under her sensuous touch.
I don't know where it is. There's a key. I don't know what it's for. It's in the...
Don't tell me. It's better that you don't tell me. Oh, you know, if it wasn't for George.
She kisses him again.
Otto. Tried to kiss me.
I thought he might.
A man inspects the key.
No, nothing. No marks at all.
But it is a safety deposit box.
Key. Oh, yes, but it could be anyone in England. There are millions of them. Hotels, banks, offices. Sorry.
Thank you.
Wanda leaves the shop. At an identity parade, the old lady walks along a line of suspects, meticulously eyeing up each one of them. She reaches George and places a hand on his shoulder.
That's him. That's him, Inspector. He's the one who tried to murder my dogs.
In his office, Archie's working at his desk when he looks through the window and spots Wanda standing outside under a pink umbrella. She waves at him with a smile, and he gestures for her to come to the front door.
Davidson! There's an American legal student here wants to see me for a moment. What time, Sir John, do you?
12:30. Right.
Whilst Davidson lets Wanda into the building, Archie checks his reflection, adjusting his hair and his tie.
Come in.
Hi.
Oh, very nice to see you.
Am I interrupting?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No, really. Delighted to see you.
Hello.
She surprises him with a kiss on the cheek.
So, this is the place, huh?
This is it.
Very nice. I was over at the courts this morning. Boy, it's
really fascinating.
Really, so much to know.
You like it?
Everybody wears these. Do you wear one?
Oh, ridiculous.
She tries on his barrister's wig.
Well, I only have a few minutes before, sorry.
I'm sorry.
But, you know, till then I'm all yours, as they say.
I just have a couple questions.
Uh-huh.
I'm having a little problem understanding preliminary criminal procedures.
Good.
What exactly is the committal?
Ah, interesting. Well, basically, it's a preliminary investigation where the prosecution presents prima facie evidence that the accused has a case to answer for trial.
Well, that's what it says in the books. Let's just take, for example, my friend, George Thomason.
Right.
Now, when he goes into his committal on Wednesday, he'll...
Thomason?
Yes.
George Thomason?
Yes. Do you know him?
I'm defending him.
What are you talking about?
I'm his barrister. His lawyer.
That's so great! That's so weird, though. Isn't that weird? Oh, I'm so happy it's you that's defending him.
Thank you.
He's sure to get off now. Wow. Well, I can watch you work now.
Please.
Wow. Amazing. Well, anyway, at
the committal, George would then plead...
not guilty.
Really?
Oh, yes, the evidence against him is largely circumstantial.
Well, but there was an identification, wasn't there?
True, but a very elderly lady. I think they've got the wrong man.
You don't think he did it?
No.
Well, let's just say, for argument's sake, that you did think he did it.
Sure, if further evidence against him came to light, for example.
Right, right. You would then advise him to plead guilty and turn over the jewels to get his sentence cut. And he would turn them over to who? To you?
Theoretically.
Yes. Oh, of course.
Yes. I'm so sorry. I've forgotten your name.
Wanda.
Wanda. What a fool. Well, Wanda, there are really three...
He's hit by a realization.
Not Wanda Gershwitz.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What?
His alibi. I can't talk to you.
Why not?
My dear young lady, you're a defense witness. I'm sorry. I must ask you to leave immediately. I'm so sorry.
What did I say?
Well, it's not ethical for me to talk to a witness.
Everybody does it in America.
Well, not in England. It's strictly forbidden. Please, I must insist. Otherwise, I may have to give up the case. I'm sorry. Please?
She removes her glasses and steps up close to him.
Oh, Archie. I didn't come here today to talk about boring criminal procedures. Come on, you know. You knew the minute I walked in here. I want you.
What? Hello?
Sir John is here.
Right, show him in, please.
I want you to make love with me.
Pardon?
Nothing.
Will you take me to bed, Archie?
No, sorry.
Bye, love.
As Sir John enters, she kisses Archie and leaves.
Hi!
The old man stares disapprovingly at a stunned Archie, who gazes out of the window to watch Wanda running off. At his place, Otto's in front of a full-length mirror, practicing moves with a samurai sword when Wanda enters.
He's pleading not guilty, so you're safe until the trial. Leach doesn't think he did it. Ken says there's a safe deposit box key, but only George knows where it is. Thank you, Wanda!
She jumps onto the bed.
What have you found out?
Not a lot.
You realize he's in court tomorrow?
I know that.
So nothing, huh?
Nix. Zip. Diddly. Bupkis.
He looks at her bum.
Niente.
In Wendy and Archie's room, Portia stares at her nose.
Oh, it's too big.
No, it isn't, Portia.
It's enormous.
No, it isn't.
Oh, please, Mother.
No, absolutely not.
I'm so miserable and you just don't care.
Oh, shut up, Portia. All I get all day is people complaining to me.
Oh, dear.
Otto raises an arm, breathes in his own sweat, then removes his belt.
Ecco l'uomo.
Meanwhile, Archie and Wendy are sitting on separate twin beds, undressing mechanically. Gazing up lustfully at Otto, who looms over her like a pillar of masculinity, Wanda rips off her vest.
Su le due cupole grandi della cattedrale di Milano.
They both remove their tops, the air fizzing with sexual energy. Then she reclines onto the bed, lifting up a leg, and he goes to pull off her knee-high stiletto boot. Whilst Archie and Wendy carry on with their routine, ignoring each other, Otto buries his face into Wanda's boot and fills his lungs, inflating and deflating the boot to the rhythm of his manic breathing. Archie puts his dirty socks in a laundry basket. Otto whips himself with the boot, takes another whiff of his manly scent, then rips off Wanda's knickers and drapes them over his face.
Benito Mussolini.
Wanda pulls him down onto her. Now in his pyjamas, Archie clips his toenails and scratches his balding scalp.
Dove il Vaticano?
Legs akimbo, Wanda is ravished by Otto.
Coloma!
Reading in his bed, Archie yawns, whilst a prudish Wendy, in her nightgown, makes sure he's not looking as she pulls down her knickers.
Volare, oh, e cantare, oh.
Otto's vigorous humping is cut short as a wave of orgasmic bliss washes through him, causing his lips to curl and his eyes to cross.
Archie, I want you to speak to her about plastic surgery.
Hmm?
Oh, I do wish you'd listen to me. I want you to speak to Portia.
Oh, right. I'll have a word with her in the morning.
Good night, Archie. Good night, Archie.
Good night, Wanda.
Good night, who?
Oh, sorry, darling. Just some stupid case I've got tomorrow with some lousy old hag.
Are you George Francis Thomason of Kipling Mansions, Murray Avenue, London, W9?
Yes, sir.
Charged one of armed robbery. Sit down, Mr. Thompson. Are we ready for a committal today, Mr. Percival?
Yes, it will be under section 6-2, madam.
That is correct, 6-2.
Here are the statements, all to be fully bound, please.
Stand up there, Mr. Thompson. You are hereby committed to stand trial at the Central Criminal Court.
There is some urgency about this case, madam, as the main witness, Mrs. Eileen Cody, is elderly and has had serious heart difficulties recently. Is there any possibility that this case might be put down for an early trial?
That will be for the listing office at the Old Bailey, Mr. Percival. Take him down to the cell, please, would you, officer?
Yes, sir.
Leaving the dock, George discreetly slips a note to Ken.
Come along, then.
Also seated in the public gallery, Otto follows Ken as he scuttles out of the courtroom. Outside, Otto catches up with him.
Hi, hon. How you doing?
Ooh, you look great. I love your hair. You have time for a coffee?
Oh, no, I've got to go.
Have you thought about it, though? One thing, though, why did he give you this?
Eileen Cody, 69 Basil Street? What does he want you to do? Send her flowers? Do her shopping? Show her a good time? Rub her out?
He wants you to rub her out?
No, no. He's going to kill her!
Fuck off, or I'll kill you.
Limey fruits!
So the old lady's gonna meet with an accident, eh?
Shh! Shh. What's it funny?
Nothing, it's just that wasting old ladies isn't nice.
Well, it's better than buggering people.
I'll bet you a pound you don't kill her.
All right.
I love watching your ass when you walk. Is that beautiful or what? Don't go near him. He's mine. A pound says you won't kill her.
Archie leaves the courthouse.
So when could you look at it?
Well, let's think. Thursday's hopeless. I'll tell you what, my wife's going to the opera Friday evening. I could have a look at it then, give you a call at the office Saturday morning.
I'd really appreciate that. Right. Thanks, Archie.
Bye, Frank. Hi.
I know we're not allowed to talk. Give me a call.
I can't.
Please?
We're not allowed to speak.
We don't have to. I don't want you for your conversation.
Torn, he stares into her sunglasses.
I'd love to.
Her lips start to quiver. Her eyes widen as she pretends to cry and walks off past Otto.
What happened?
Got a date Friday.
Dressed as a maintenance man, Ken's in the hallway of a block of flats, pretending to inspect an electricity meter. He then snatches a nightgown from a laundry room when the old lady emerges from her apartment with her dogs.
Look here! Do you mind not making that terrible noise? My dogs will be having their nap.
Nice doggy.
One of the snarling furballs bites his finger. Sucking on his wound, Ken forces a smile and hurries out to his motorbike. Otto's meditating, squeezed behind the wheel of his car with his legs crossed in the lotus position.
Otto, what are you doing?
It's a Buddhist meditation technique. It focuses your aggression. The monks used to do it before they went into battle.
What kind of Buddhism is this, Otto?
Otto pulls off on the wrong side of the road.
Asshole! It's an early tantric meditation. What is this?
In order to get information, I just might have to get friendly with him.
Well, we're ready now, at last.
Oh, good. Well, enjoy the opera, darling.
Oh, your supper's in the fridge, Archie.
Oh, marvellous. Thanks so much.
Be good.
When you say friendly, what are we talking about here? Cordial? Courteous? Supportive? What?
I don't know. Let's just see what happens.
So, friendly might include actual, what? Penetration?
Look, say? I don't need your jealousy now.
Jealousy?
Yes.
Hey, I'm merely curious. Me jealous of that fop?
Archie finds his supper in the fridge. A plate with a pork pie, two apples, and a stick of celery.
What about my tits?
Did you get to handle them?
Yes, that's my forecast. I'll stand by that.
Nuzzling?
I think $20 million is worth a little nuzzling. 80% chance there.
Sucking?
I thought you weren't jealous.
I'm not. I don't believe in jealousy. It's for the weak. One thing, though. Touch his dick and he's dead.
They drive past Wendy's car, which has a flat tire.
I told your father to get the car serviced.
Aren't we going then?
Oh, do shut up, Portia.
Night has fallen, and Archie's in an upstairs lounge, settling down to some work papers whilst munching on his supper. Otto and Wanda sneak up to the front door.
Hurry up.
Otto picks the lock, then Wanda quietly slips into the house. Absorbed in his reading, Archie fails to notice Wanda standing in the lounge's doorway, fixing him with a sexy stare.
Hi. Do you despise me?
Archie's stunned.
No, that's not a word that leaps to mind.
Can I stay then?
She unclips her shawl, letting it slip off her shoulders.
Of course, look. Wanda.
I know. Your wife's coming back.
No, it's not her. She'll be gone for hours. It's about what I said to you. It is all right for us to speak.
It is?
Provided that we don't discuss the case.
Oh. Well, fine.
It's just that if anyone saw us talking, they might
but
think
they
that
won't.
We would.
Stepping up close to him, she removes her glasses and squints.
Sorry if I seem...
Oh, you're the best, Archie.
They're about to kiss.
No, not yet. I'm thirsty.
What should I get you?
Whiskey.
He turns away, then back to her.
My drink.
She smiles her most enticing smile. Moments later, Otto looks up from the garden and sees them through a window kissing passionately. Archie lifts her off her feet, picking her up in his arms before lying on a sofa, out of Otto's sight.
Oh, Archie.
He kisses her neck.
So, if George decides to change his plea, he'd tell you where the loot is first, wouldn't he?
Darling, we mustn't talk about the trial, okay?
I know, I just meant theoretically. Mm-hmm. Kiss me there.
Oh, theoretic.
As he nuzzles her cleavage, she puts a hand to her forehead, looking bored and impatient, when she notices Otto standing in the room. She mouths, fuck off, and he gestures for her to stay away from Archie's crotch.
What's the matter?
Oh, it's wonderful, Archie.
Oh.
Otto hides behind the lounge's open door.
Oh!
What? What's
you're getting me so hot. I need something to drink.
Yeah.
Something cold? Maybe in the fridge?
Champagne?
Oh, my favorite.
Don't go away.
Je reviens.
As he rushes off downstairs, Wanda marches over to Otto, unaware that her locket necklace has fallen on the carpet.
What are you doing here?
Relax.
Get the fuck out of here, Otto.
I heard moaning. I was worried.
I was faking it, you stupid jerk.
Don't ever call me stupid. And I'm not jealous.
Then leave.
Okay. It's a nice place. Don't touch his dick.
His wife. Goodness sake, get off to bed.
Otto and Wanda hide just as Wendy enters the lounge.
God, there isn't any ice.
She pours herself a drink and sits on the sofa. Archie returns with two glasses and a champagne bottle.
Champagne.
Ah! What's the matter? What are you doing?
Champagne, dear, to welcome you home. Let me pour you a glass.
Whose is the car?
The car?
Blocking the drive.
There you are, dear. Cheers. Well, nice to see you again. How is the opera, then? It finished early, didn't
it? Whose car is it?
Mine. It's beauty, isn't it? Where'd I leave my drink, Archie? Ah.
Who is this?
Don't you know?
How do you do, Mrs. Leach? I'm Harvey Manfred Jensen. I'm with the CIA.
CIA?
That's correct, ma'am. I was just telling your husband here before I had to go to your beautiful bathroom. We've got a high-ranking KGB defector in a safe house near here. We're debriefing him as of now, and we're just checking all the houses in the neighborhood.
For what?
For KGB.
Is there any danger?
No. No, not now. We just want to keep everyone informed. So, Archie, thanks for the drink. Sorry to have troubled you folks. I'll see myself out.
Keep everyone informed?
So there's no panic, ma'am.
But isn't it a secret?
You have no idea how secret.
Well, why are you telling everyone?
It's a smokescreen.
What?
Double bluff. Look, you obviously don't know anything about intelligence work, lady. It's an XK Red 27 technique.
My father was in the Secret Service, Mr. Manfred Jensen, and I know perfectly well that you don't keep the general public informed when you are debriefing KGB defectors in a safe house.
Oh, you don't, huh?
Not unless you're congenitally insane or irretrievably stupid, no.
Don't call me stupid.
Why on earth not?
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you? Well, would you like to know where you'd be without us, the old U.S. of A., to protect you? I'll tell you. The smallest fucking province in the Russian Empire. That's what. So don't call me stupid, lady. Just thank me.
Well, thank you for popping in and protecting us.
If it wasn't for us, you'd all be speaking German. Singing Deutschland, Deutschland, Uberall. Yeah.
That's my brother. He's coming for me. Get rid of your wife and get my necklace.
Necklace. Right. I'll think of something to get rid of it.
Who are you talking to?
Myself, darling.
Well, who was that shouting?
The brother of a friend of mine.
Oh, gee, who on earth?
I don't know, extraordinary. He rang the bell and I opened the door. Well, let's go to the pub.
What?
Let's go to the pub, get a drink there. Would you like to come, Portia?
I haven't been to the pub for 15 years.
No, well, it'd be rather nice for Portia to see it now, wouldn't it, darling?
Honestly, Archie. Ah! What on earth is the matter?
I thought the picture was falling off the wall.
Will you pull yourself together?
No, it's all right. It's quite secure now.
Have you got what's there?
Oh, yes, thanks, Portia. Well done. Okay, coming with us.
What was that?
Kind of necklace.
What's going on?
Nothing, dear. Right, let's go.
Can I see that?
What?
In your hand? Your other hand?
Portia, go to your room.
Oh, we're going to the park.
Darling, I can explain everything. I left some papers at the office. Now! And they sent a new girl over.
Oh, Archie.
No, really, she's Canadian, and she mentions it was her birthday.
Lovely.
So we...
Thank you. Oh, it's even got a woof for Wendy.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it, darling.
It's the most beautiful thing you've ever given me.
He kisses Wendy to distract her.
Oh, Archie, this isn't like you.
Wanda seizes her chance and crawls out of the room. Outside...
Are you fucking crazy?
Hey, I saved your ass.
I had him right where I wanted him, you asshole.
Hey,
I give you one thing to do, Otto, one fucking thing. You're supposed to drive me here and shut up.
Oh, relax.
The next morning, Archie and Wendy are at the breakfast table. Portia answers the phone.
Hello? Hold on. It's for you.
Hello? Not at the moment, no. Yes, well, I'm not quite sure when I'll be able to get hold of that. Yes, yes, I do appreciate that. Yes, as soon as possible. Well, that would be very nice, obviously. So, see you soon, I hope. Bye, Frank.
In the back of a van parked outside the old lady's flat, Ken's grappling with a vicious, muzzled Doberman. He spots the old lady leaving the building with her three yapping dogs.
Smell, Maggie, smell.
Ken puts the stolen nightgown to the Doberman's snout and removes the muzzle. The van rocks violently, then its back door opens and the Doberman sprints out towards the unsuspecting lady. It clamps its jaws onto one of the terriers and makes off with it. The old lady's at the terrier's funeral.
We therefore commit its body to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Ensure and certain hope.
With his arm in a sling and his face scarred by the Doberman's claws, Ken hides behind a tree as he watches the ceremony from afar, holding back tears. Ken lets Otto into George's flat.
Hello, honey.
What happened?
Nothing.
What's that? Not Granny.
Not yet.
Oh.
No.
Who's it for then?
A
fish. A Frenchman. A phone operator.
Friend.
Oh, a four-legged one? Oh. Where's my sister?
She's in the...
Thank you.
Lavatory.
Wanda!
Anything?
What? No.
Why are you here?
I'm here because I'm bored. Bored wandering around this god-awful city, shoving George's ugly pick... Talking to a lot of snotty, stuck-up, intellectually inferior British faggots. Jesus, they're uptight. They get rigor mortis in the prime of life in this country. Standing there with their hair clenched, just counting the seconds till the weekend so that they can all dress up like ballerinas and whip themselves into a frenzy at the flat at 4-2B St. To be honest, I hate them. I mean, pretending they're so fucking superior, so fucking superior with those phony accents. Not you, Ken. You've got a beautiful speaking voice. When it works. Son of a bitch!
Otto's found a letter from Archie to Wanda.
So, wanna have some lunch? Have you heard from him?
Oh, Archie.
No, I have to finish my hair!
No.
Nothing? Okay, well, I'm out of here. No plans to see him.
No. Okay, bye, bro!
Bye, Wanda!
He punches a framed portrait of Wanda.
Oh, sorry.
At Archie's.
What?
Well, it wasn't theirs to sell, you see. An old lady gave it to them to be engraved, and she's about 80 and dying. It's a great sentimental value. And somebody put it in the display cabinet by accident. Well, not really, darling, because legally they can't...
You paid for it.
Yes, well, they do accept their mistake, darling, and that's why they're offering you this to replace it. You see, it's over three times as
valuable. This is the nicest thing you've ever given me, which I absolutely love, and now you want me to give it back and replace it with something awfully vulgar.
No, I don't want you to give it back,
darling. Well, they can't have it.
Wendy.
No.
Wendy.
No.
Wendy!
No! Tell them they can't have it! You're the bloody barrister!
Clutching Archie's letter, Wanda makes her way along a riverside walkway, searching for the flat where he set up their rendezvous. In the luxurious riverside apartment, Archie checks his reflection, whilst outside the front door, Wanda sprays perfume to her neck and under her dress before ringing the bell. A self-conscious Archie touches the flabby skin on his neck, whilst Wanda adjusts her breasts to accentuate her cleavage. The door opens.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, Archie, it's beautiful. It's just beautiful. Oh, my God, look. Oh, Archie, it's beautiful.
Isn't it wonderful?
Whose is it?
Belongs to someone at the Chambers.
And where are they?
Hong Kong.
Ah, so?
Gone for weeks.
Nice rug, Archie.
May I?
Archie, what are you doing?
The poker, I think. You make me feel free.
Free?
Wanda, do you have any idea what it's like being English? Being so correct all the time, being so stifled by this dread of doing the wrong thing, of saying to someone, are you married, and hearing, my wife left me this morning, or saying, do you have children, and being told they all burned to death on Wednesday? You see, Wanda, we're all terrified of embarrassment. That's why we're so dead. Most of my friends are dead, you know? We have these piles of corpses to dinner. But you're alive. God bless you. And I want to be, I'm so fed up with all this. I want to make love with you, Wanda. I'm a good lover. At least, used to be back in the early 14th century. Can we go to bed?
She kisses him tenderly.
Yeah.
Oh. Hang on. Bend your head.
He carries her up to a mezzanine, and they both fall onto a bed, unaware that Otto's at the window.
Oh, I think I love you, woman.
Oh, Archie. Can I ask you a question?
Anything.
Where's my locket?
I couldn't get it.
What?
Well, Wendy wouldn't give it back. Look, I got you this instead.
No, Archie, I have to have mine.
What's the matter? Why?
My mother gave it to me. On her deathbed.
Oh. I'm sorry. All right, darling, I'll get it for you.
You promise?
I'll think of something.
Sex is very, very difficult for me with somebody that I don't trust completely.
I promise I'll get it, okay?
Oh, I love you, Archie. I've loved you ever since the first second I saw you.
What was that?
What?
Your brother didn't bring you here this time, did he?
No.
He's no idea?
He doesn't have a clue.
What?
He is so dumb.
Really?
He thought that the Gettysburg Address was where Lincoln lived.
Oh, those terrible lies you told about the CIA. So painful.
And when he heard your daughter's name was Portia,
yeah,
he said, why did they name her after a car? I love the way you laugh.
Oh, I love you. You're funny. How come a girl as bright as you could have a brother who's so...
Don't call me stupid.
Otto throws Wanda off the bed, twists Archie's leg, then drags Wanda downstairs.
Come on!
Ouch!
He chucks her out of the flat.
Come on! I'll deal with you later.
What have you done with her?
She's all right.
Otto!
Now, apologize.
Otto!
What? Apologize.
Are you totally deranged? You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, English, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole! How very interesting. You're a true vulgarian, aren't you?
You're the vulgarian, you fuck! Now apologize!
What, me to you?
Otto struggles to keep calm.
Apologize.
All right, I apologize. You're really sorry?
I'm really, really sorry. I apologize unreservedly.
You take it back?
I do. I offer a complete and utter retraction, the imputation,
was totally without basis in fact and was in no way fair comment and was motivated purely by malice. And I deeply regret any distress that my comments may have caused you or your family. And I hereby undertake not to repeat any such slander at any time in the future.
Okay.
Otto's dangling him outside, upside down from a window. Wearing a mop of dreadlocks over his head, Ken's at the wheel of his yellow van, spying on the old lady, who steps out of her flat with her two remaining dogs and starts walking down the street. Ken slowly follows her in his vehicle. She gets ready to step onto a zebra crossing, and Ken floors the accelerator. But whilst one of the dogs steps forward, the other one stays on the pavement, holding back the old lady. Ken swerves and crashes into a skip full of rubbish. He climbs out of the van, blood streaming down his face, and stares in horror at the dog flattened like a pancake on the road. The old lady screams and buckles, and Ken scampers off. Wearing a bandage over his injured eye, Ken places some flowers on the grave of Lucky, his second victim, and wipes a tear from his other eye. Otto and Wanda march down a narrow alleyway.
You said you loved him!
That's right, Otto! Now here's a multiple choice question for you. A, Wanda was lying. B, Wanda was telling the truth. Which one are you gonna pick?
What was the first one?
You told me you were not planning to see him!
I knew you would come along and fuck it up! I was dealing with something delicate, Otto. I'm setting up a guy who's incredibly important to us who's going to tell me where the loot is and if they're going to come and arrest you, and you'll come loping in like Rambo without a jockstrap and you dangle him out a fifth-floor window. Now, was that smart?
Okay.
Was it shrewd? Was it good tactics, or was it stupid?
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people! I've known sheep that could outwit you. I've worn dresses with higher IQs, but you think you're an intellectual, don't you, ape?
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it. Now, let me correct you on a couple things, okay? Aristotle was not Belgian. Huh. The central message of Buddhism is not every man for himself.
You mean...
And the London Underground is not a political movement. Those are all mistakes, Otto. I looked them up. Now... You have just assaulted the one man who can keep you out of jail and make you rich. So what are you going to do about it, huh? What would an intellectual do? What would Plato do?
Otto thinks.
Pardon.
Pardon me?
Apologize.
What?
Apologize!
Right!
I'm sorry.
No. Not to me. To Archie. And make it good, or we're dead.
Otto drives up to Archie's house.
Oh, I'm so very, 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 very... Fuck you!
I'm so very, very...
Walking up the driveway, he finds it empty, with no sign of anyone in the house. He checks his watch, then sits down in the middle of the driveway in the lotus position and starts to meditate.
Very, very...
At the sound of breaking glass, he rolls backwards and gets to his feet, on high alert. On the other side of the house, a mysterious figure in a long black coat breaks in through a back door and heads up the stairs to the first floor. The intruder rummages through a dresser and finds Wanda's necklace. He stuffs it into a plastic bag before going through the rest of Wendy's jewellery. It's Archie. Downstairs, Otto quietly sneaks into the house. Archie upturns a clothes drawer all over the bedroom floor, then rushes downstairs. In a drawing room, Archie steals some trophies from a display cabinet then picks up a horse-shaped statuette and smashes it to pieces. Spying on him from behind, unable to see his face, Otto pulls Archie's coat over his head and kicks him in the backside.
Hello, Mr. Burglar! Hello. Going somewhere? Thought you could rob Mr. PJ? Well, I'm going to teach you a lesson. Oh. He just happens to be a very good friend of mine.
Otto!
He's going to be Otto. Very pleased with Otto. Me when he Otto. Finds no. you all tied up and ready for the police. And don't call me Otto. To you, I am Mr.
Having knocked Archie out with a decorative bed-warming pan, Otto peeks under the coat.
Ah! Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Please. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was you. How could I know it was you? How could you expect me to guess?
Stupid jerk. I mean, what the fuck are you doing robbing your own house, you asshole? You stupid, stiff, pompous English.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Otto legs it. Outside, Wendy's just pulled up on the driveway. As she climbs out of her car and makes her way around the house, Otto sneaks out through the front door and runs off. Inside, Archie wakes up, lying on the floor with his hands tied behind his back. He twists his neck to see Wendy coming in, but she doesn't notice him and heads upstairs. Getting to his feet, he picks up his plastic bag of stolen items with his teeth and empties it onto the carpet. He fishes out the necklace with his lips and lies back on the floor, sucking up the dangling chain like a string of spaghetti until it disappears completely into his mouth. Wendy finds him.
Darling! Are you hurt? Speak to me! Are you hurt?
She unties him, and he discreetly coughs up the necklace into his hand, quickly stashing it away into his pocket.
Archie, we've been burgled.
Oh, no!
Well, are you hurt?
No, I'm fine. Bit of a headache. I came in here, somebody hit me, tied me up with a... My God, is that the time?
What?
I didn't realise it was quite so late.
What?
I'm late for a conference.
A conference? You've just been attacked!
No, it's nothing, darling. I must fly, sorry.
Archie!
No, I'll help you tidy up when I get back. Oh, hello, Portia.
What's happened?
Your father has finally gone completely mental.
Stepping into the Riverside apartment with a couple of bottles in his arms, Archie takes them into the kitchen and has just about enough time to check himself in a mirror before Wanda rings the doorbell. She touches up her hair, then Archie opens up.
Hi.
She steps in, looking radiant in a flower print dress. He smiles with his lips tightly sealed, then kisses her and pushes the necklace into her mouth.
Archie! Thank you so much.
Champagne?
Okay.
Whilst he goes to the kitchen, she walks into the lounge, opens the locket, and with great relief finds that the golden key is still inside. She puts on the necklace just as he returns with two glasses of champagne.
To us.
She drains her glass and throws it in the fireplace.
Well, I went back to the house. I guess you...
Let's make love.
Well, if you absolutely insist.
No.
What?
Here. On the rug. I'll be right back. Get undressed.
Why not? Why not, indeed? Afterwards?
Yeah?
Let's go to South America.
What?
Let's fly to South America.
Why South America?
Okay, Iceland. What do you really want out of life, Wanda?
I don't know.
Why do I like you so much?
Archie.
Hmm?
Do you speak Italian?
I am Italian. Sono italiano in spirito. Ma ho sposato una donna che preferisce lavorare nel giardino a far...
She starts to writhe with pleasure.
Grande. But it's such an ugly language. How about Russian?
Russian proves equally apt at turning her on. Whilst Archie gets undressed downstairs, Wanda sinks to the floor on the mezzanine and wraps her legs around a guard rope, grinding against it with abandon. Archie's down to his pants and socks when Wanda pops her head over the mezzanine.
Archie!
Yeah?
Are you rich?
No, I'm afraid not.
What about the house?
Well, that's Wendy. She's the rich one.
Oh.
Wanda smiles and disappears again. Archie continues prancing around the lounge, removing the last of his clothes and placing his underpants over his head. A man, his wife, their four children and their nanny enter the flat and stare in disbelief at the tall, naked man standing before them. Archie freezes, and there's a long, tense standstill. The children stare curiously at his crotch. Archie grabs a nearby framed portrait of the wife to cover his modesty. She gasps.
What the hell are you doing? I might ask you the same question. Who are you?
What? Get your clothes on.
Will you leave immediately, please?
What?
You're in the wrong flat. This flat belongs to Patrick Balfour. He's in Hong Kong and he lent me the key. Now get out!
We leased it from the agents last weekend.
Archie swallows hard.
Yes, well, obviously that changes things a bit.
Aren't you Archie Leach?
What?
You bought our house in Lissenden Gardens. Hazel and Ian Johnson.
What a coincidence! How nice to see you!
Archie smiles. Later in the evening, Archie's standing by the canal outside George's flat. He looks up sadly at the flat's windows, then climbs into his car and makes a call from his mobile. Lying in bed with her legs up in the air and the necklace dangling from her toes, Wanda rolls over and picks up the phone.
Hello?
Hello, Wanda. It's Archie. Listen.
I can't see you anymore. I've got to end it. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
Archie?
Her smile fades and she hangs up looking upset. Archie pulls up in his darkened driveway and stays behind the wheel for a moment, wiping tears from his eyes. He climbs out, and Otto emerges from the shadows.
Okay.
Oh, no. Please.
Look, I want to apologize.
I just finished it, all right?
Okay, wait. No, I just want to wait.
Look,
where are you going?
Otto,
I want to speak with you.
I just ended it, for Christ's sake, all right?
Will you
leave me alone?
Just wait.
You just ended it, all right?
Wait, I just want to say I'm sorry.
It's all over, okay? It's all over.
Otto chases him through the garden, tackles him to the ground, and pulls out his gun.
Please believe me.
It's all right.
No, don't beat me up again.
Listen.
No, I've had a terrible day.
Will you shut up?
Oh, Jesus Christ, don't kill me, please.
Shut up, then. Okay. Look, I just want to apologize sincerely for what? Well, when I dangled you out the window, I'm really, really... Well, it was not a nice thing to do. And then when I attacked you in there, well, I'm really, really... But how could I know you were trying to rob your own house? I was just trying to help.
Yes. Thanks, Otto.
I wanted you to trust me.
Yeah, please. It was my fault. It was my fault.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, about my sister. Sexy girl. I understand you wanting to play around with her.
Otto.
It's okay. I was wrong. I'm sorry I was jealous. Just go ahead. Pork away, pal. Fuck her, Blue. I like you, Archie. I just want to help.
From her window, Wendy's heard everything. Armed with an AK-47 fitted with a scope and a silencer, Ken positions himself at a window overlooking the street outside the old lady's building. As he looks into the scope, his weapon trained on the front door, she steps out onto the portico with her surviving dog. He raises his aim up to the top of some scaffolding, where a crate is suspended on a pulley system high above the pavement. The old lady cautiously steps forward. Then, with one shot from his assault rifle, Ken dislodges a wedge keeping the pulley system locked, and the crate starts plummeting to the ground. Mistaking the sound of the falling crate for thunder, she holds out her hand for rain, then steps back under the portico. The crate squashes the dog.
Oh, God!
The old lady opens an umbrella and walks off, unaware of the tragic accident which has unfolded behind her back. As the dog's lead unwinds and refuses to extend further, she finally turns around and approaches the crate, confused. Ken's devastated. A crowd of people forms around the old lady, who's collapsed on the pavement by the crate. People stare in shock as a police officer kneeling by the old lady checks her pulse. Stepping outside, Ken crosses the street and pushes through the crowd just as the officer covers the old lady's body with a blanket. A maniacal grin spreads over Ken's face. In the prison's visiting room, Ken's telling the good news to George.
Nothing!
I'm being fucking reasonable!
Thomason!
Yep! You done well, my son. Now, here's the plan. You get 4 tickets for this evening for Rio, first class. Then... yeah, 4. We get rid of Otto later. Then, back to the flat. Pack. Collect me, then to the Cathcart Towers Hotel to pick up the jewels.
Back at George's flat, Ken and Wanda dance with joy.
Is this safe?
Oh, I'm going to be late for court.
Ken picks up the phone.
Hello? Oh, hello, Otto. No, she just left. Oh, and Otto,
you owe me up.
What?
You owe me £1.
Not granny.
Met with an accident.
Bullshit, you're lying! Dead? Heart attack.
Ken mimes the old lady collapsing.
I don't believe this.
So, George will be out this afternoon? We all got to Heathrow, collect the loot, and then... Vroom! All thanks to me.
So, the loot's at the airport, is it, Ken?
Moments later, Ken's tied to a chair whilst Otto eats from a plate of chips.
What's happening?
Well, Ken, I'm going to ask you some questions while I eat my chips. First, who is the philosopher who developed the concept of the Superman in Also sprach Zarathustra? No? That's a chip up the nose, I'm afraid. Friedrich Nietzsche. Next, in which book did Nietzsche claim that almost all higher culture is based on cruelty? Are you thinking, or are you in mid-stutter?
You're mad.
Oh, beyond good and evil. I guess I'll have to ask you an easy one, huh, Ken? Okay, let me think. Where
are the diamonds?
I'll give you a clue. It's somewhere around the airport. No hassle. There's plenty of time, Ken. I'll just sit here and eat my chips till you tell me. The English contribution to world cuisine. The chip. What do the English usually eat with chips to make them more interesting? Wait a moment! It's fish, isn't it?
Otto uses a net to scoop out a fish from the tank.
Here, boy.
Down the hatch.
Ken's horrified as Otto swallows it whole.
Delicious!
You.
Better eat the green one? Okay. What's this one's name? Well, not Wanda, anyway. I'm going to call her Lunch.
Hello, Lunch. Hello.
Otto eats it and winces at the taste.
Ew. Avoid the green ones. They're not ripe yet.
Now, you were in court, were you not, Inspector, when the forensic evidence was read?
Yes, sir.
And the fact that Mr. Thomason was installing windows the previous weekend would account, would it not, Inspector, for the presence of small particles of glass on his trousers? No hurry, Inspector. Please do take your time.
Ken cries as Otto sucks up another live fish.
I'm almost full. Almost.
Stop! Please. Don't.
Come on, Wanda. Gullet time. What are the names of those hotels that are right by the airport, Ken? What are they? The Airway Sheraton? The Post House? The Cathcart Towers? The Cathcart Towers? Yes?
Otto pops Wanda into his mouth.
In a safe deposit box?
Yes.
Otto spits out Wanda.
Where's the key?
It's in the tank.
Where? Where?
He retrieves the chest and finds it empty.
Where? Where?
Ken stares in disbelief. With Wanda back in his mouth, Otto starts to chew. Otto stuffs a pear into Ken's mouth.
I'm sorry, Ken, but your answer was incorrect. Still, you really did think it was in there, didn't you? What?
Otto removes the chips from Ken's nostrils. Outside the courtroom, Wanda takes a call.
Hello?
I know where the diamonds are.
Where?
Where's the key?
I've got it.
How soon can you get to George's apartment?
Are you all Wanda Gershwitz of Kipling Mansions, Murray Road, London, West 9?
Yes.
Now, will you tell the court, please, how do you know the defendant?
We've had a relationship for 2 years.
Relationship?
We're lovers, Your Lord.
Miss Gershwitz, on the 4th of March of this year, in the morning, where were you?
I was at the apartment at Murray Road.
And were you by yourself, or was there anyone else present?
No, somebody else was there.
Who was that?
My brother.
And did your...
George's face falls.
Your brother.
My brother.
Yes. Yes, and... are you quite sure it was your brother?
Mr. Leach, I'm sure Miss Gershwitz can recognize her brother. She's had a relationship with him all her life.
Much obliged, my lord. Was there anyone else present that morning?
Yes, George was there.
Thank you.
But he left about 5 to 7.
Wanda! I wonder...
Archie spots Wendy glaring at him from the public gallery.
Yes, Mr. Leach?
Wendy, when you say 5 to 7, Miss Gershwitz, how can you be so sure?
Oh, I looked at the clock, because I was saying to myself, where could he be going at 5 to 7 with that sawed-off shotgun?
Darling!
Mr. Leach. Darling?
Yes, dear?
You bitch! You fucking bitch!
George lunges at Wanda.
Restrain that man!
Archie intervenes, but George elbows him and knocks him out with a headbutt.
Restrain this man! Come here, you bastard! Careful! I'm restraining this man.
George carries on rampaging after Wanda, who just about gets away. Archie's lying on a bench, trying to regain his senses. George is restrained by some officers. Archie sits up and gazes in confusion around the emptied courtroom when Wendy enters.
My husband, he's been hit.
Ah, you made it. Good. Bit of a knock, I'm afraid.
I have never been so humiliated in my life. You can stick this marriage right in your bottom. I'll see you in court.
She storms off, and Archie, having been slapped to the ground, sits up and heaves a weary sigh.
Yes. Well... that's it, then.
Archie enters George's cell.
George?
What?
We gotta talk.
You tell those pigs to fuck off!
Fuck off, pigs. Did you hear what I said? Fuck off.
The two officers leave reluctantly, and Archie slams the door.
What's she up to, George?
You up to? You called her darling. And Wanda.
I've been helping her get her evidence straight, you Burke. It slipped out.
You've been coaching her.
What do you think? Look, George, we got 10 minutes. They're going to find you guilty, right? Now, if you plead guilty now, tell them where the loot is. You may get away with 8 years, out in 5 and a half.
What if I tell them about Otto and Wanda?
They both did it?
Yeah.
Great. All right. Maybe 6 years, out in 4. So where are the diamonds?
Where's Bartlett?
He's upstairs trying to calm things down. So, where are they?
Tell Bartlett Ken knows where they are.
George, it'd be a lot quicker if you told me. Okay, I'll tell Bartlett. Where's Ken?
He's at the flat.
Wanda's crying on an officer's shoulder.
Thank you for all your help. I'll be right out.
Archie sees her disappearing into some toilets. Rushing out of the courthouse, he catches up with Wanda, who's managed to escape out of a window and onto the street.
Taxi! Taxi! Please! Shit! Taxi!
Come on.
What?
Let's go.
Where?
Buenos Aires.
What?
We're going to George's flat first. Get in.
He throws his wig into a bin.
Got your passport?
Yeah.
Right. Check the briefcase for mine. Get your head down.
They speed off in his car.
So, you robbed the jewelers, turned one of your lovers over to the police, kept the other one on to help you find the diamonds, and when he does, you commit perjury in the High Court, right?
Come on, Archie, everybody does it in America.
Well, not in this country they don't.
Oh, right, like nobody lies in England, like Margaret Thatcher never lied.
Look, you lied to me right from the moment we met. Right from the...
you just wanted to get me into bed.
I fell in love with you.
She instantly softens.
How come you dumped me, then?
I wasn't rich enough, remember?
He keeps his eyes on the road, and she stares at him until a smile breaks through his stern expression.
Say something in Russian?
No!
She sidles up close to him.
What are you thinking, Archie?
I'm just trying to think of one good reason why I should take you to South America with me.
About because I have the key to the safety deposit box.
That's a good reason.
They arrive at George's flat.
What do we do about Otto?
I'll handle Otto.
Be careful, he's dangerous.
So am I.
Keep it running.
He runs off into the building, and Otto jumps into the car.
Otto, just wait! No!
I'm beginning to think you like
Otto,
that.
Otto, just wait a minute, okay?
Let's get the
just
diamond!
Just wait a minute!
Ken? Are you Ken? How do you do? I'm George's barrister. What's happened?
Ethel! Bloody hell, you...
Archie looks out the window.
Where have they gone? Quick! Where have they gone? What? Are you all right? Where have they gone? What the? Are you ill?
No, no.
What? Have you got a stutter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. Don't worry. Do you know where they've gone? Fine. Where?
Hotel.
Hotel? Which hotel? Wait. Slowly. Very slowly.
The car.
Archie rolls his eyes.
No hurry. Sing it. Sing. The car. The car. The car. The car. Plenty of time. The car. Oh, come on! I'm sorry. All right, wait. The car.
Archie hands him a pen. Ken grabs a newspaper and starts writing as Archie watches intently.
Cathcart Towers Hotel. Well, where is it? Ken, where is it? Where? Again.
Ken pretends to be a plane flying around the lounge.
Heathrow Airport.
Archie and Ken set off on his motorbike. Otto and Wanda pull up outside the hotel.
Hey! What's your idea? You can't
right,
stay
right.
Here!
Excuse me, tell me if I ain't taking it, it's yours!
Whilst Archie and Ken approach the airport, Otto and Wanda retrieve the bag from the safe deposit box.
Thank you so much. British Airways to Rio Terminal 4.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Archie grabs his passport from the back seat of his car.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes,
sir. Sure
I'll be right back.
Aisle or window smoking or non-smoking?
What was the middle one?
Anything and non-smoking is fine. Thank you.
Gate 14 is boarding
now.
As Archie and Ken sprint through the concourse, Otto and Wanda head through airport security. Otto lobs his gun to himself around the outside of a metal detector and grabs the bag as it rolls out of the X-ray machine. Archie and Ken run up to the airline check-in desks.
Rio!
Otto, look back. There's a cop right behind us. Quick!
They hide round a corner and she whacks him over the head with her metal rod.
Yes, we can just do it, Mr. Leach.
Great.
Luggage?
Ken sneaked onto a luggage conveyor belt.
Don't really need any.
Gate 14.
Ciao, stupidissimo.
Wanda locks the unconscious Otto in a broom cupboard. Whilst Archie darts through security, Ken tumbles down a metal slide transporting luggage to the runway. Otto shoots through the broom cupboard's door. The lock flies off the door and Otto kicks it open. Wanda's at a payphone.
Come on, Archie, pick up the phone.
As Archie races past the broom cupboard, Wanda hangs up and walks off.
Me, sir. Airport security. May I see your boarding pass, please?
Oh, yes, certainly, certainly.
Very good. Now, would you mind stepping over here, please? Yes, oh, look, the Queen.
Well.
Otto knocks him out, snatches the boarding pass, and puts his gun down to hide the man behind some plants. Archie picks up the gun and pushes it into Otto's backside.
Oh, it's you. I was actually worried there for a minute.
Keep your hands up.
No!
Put them up.
I'll make a deal with you. I'll put one up.
Put the other one up!
Which looks better?
I'm warning you, Otto.
What are you gonna do, Archie? Shoot me? Gun me down in cold blood like a dog? Hey! If you want to settle something with me, then why don't you fight me? You're a man, aren't you, Archie? And let's fight like men! Come on!
All right.
Archie puts the gun down.
Okay.
You look good, Arch.
That's right, Otto. I used to box for Oxford.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Well, I used to kill for the CIA. Now, get your hands up.
No.
Otto's picked up the gun.
You spineless bimbo. Now, out.
Otto leads Archie onto the runway.
Okay, I'm going to have to shoot you now, Archie. But, got a little time before my plane leaves, and I'm longing to humiliate you. So get in that barrel.
What?
In the barrel.
Archie climbs into a barrel of black wastewater surrounded by a patch of wet cement.
You English. You think you're so superior, don't you? Well, you're the filth of the planet. A bunch of pompous, badly dressed, poverty-stricken, sexually repressed football hooligans. Goodbye, Archie.
Well, at least we're not irretrievably vulgar.
You know your problem? You don't like winners.
Winners?
Yeah. Winners.
Winners like North Vietnam?
Shut up! We did not lose Vietnam. It was a tie.
I'm telling you, baby, they kicked a little ass there. Boy, they whooped your hide real good.
No, they didn't.
Oh, yes, they
did. Oh, no, they didn't.
Oh, yes, they did.
Oh, no, they didn't. Shut up! Goodbye, Archie.
You gonna shoot me?
Yes. Yes, afraid so, old chap. Sorry.
Look, Otto, look!
Otto turns to see Ken at the wheel of a road roller, approaching very, very slowly.
Revenge!
It's Ken! Coming to kill me! Are you gonna catch me, Ken? Now, where was I? Oh, yeah.
Otto's unwittingly stepped into the cement.
Fucking limey cement.
He shoots at Ken, but misses. Now he's out of ammo.
Ken! Ken! Wait, Ken! Kenny! Ken, may I call you Kenny?
Remember Wanda!
I got the deal of a lifetime. 50-50, you and me. What do you say? Okay. 60-40. That's my final offer.
Revenge!
Wait, I got an idea. You take it all. Yeah, here's my boarding pass. Ken!
I'm gonna kill you!
Wait, okay, fine, Ken. Come at me. Give me your best shot. Go on, Ken. You don't have the guts. Admit it! Okay, you have the guts. Good. Wait.
Yes!
All right, I'm sorry I ate your fish, okay? I'm sorry! I'm sorry! What the fuck?
Otto squished into the cement.
Got him!
Horrified, Archie runs off towards a plane about to depart.
Ken! You bastard!
Hey, I've lost my stutter.
It's gone. I can speak. How much wood could a woodchuck give a woodchuck woodchuck wood?
Good afternoon, sir. Boarding pass.
Archie enters the plane and spots Wanda at her seat, gazing sadly out of the window.
Buongiorno, signorina.
She turns around, stunned, then takes him into her arms and kisses him passionately.
Now listen, two things. One, the
behave yourself that way or I'll break your neck, okay? Two. Gorbachev. Glasnost.
Molotov.
Blinis.
Lenin.
A cement-covered Otto's on the plane's wing, staring at them through a window, his screams muted by the thick glass.
Rubles.
Otto stares at the valuable bag in her lap before being blown off the wing as the plane takes off. Archie and Wanda were married in Rio, had 17 children, and founded a leper colony. Ken became master of ceremonies at the London SeaWorld. Otto emigrated to South Africa and became Minister for Justice.